Welcome to The Baseball Show, Chicago's only interactive nightly show focused on the Cubs, the White Sox, and Major League Baseball. On radio, on app, on podcast. Listen to the show your way on ESPN 1000 or the new ESPN Chicago app. The Baseball Show, presented by Goose Island Beer Company, on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Welcome in to the Baseball Show on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch the show on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. I'm Chris Bleck along with Adam Abdallah. And how about the Chicago White Sox? The Cubs are off today, and the Sox, they beat the Tigers 9-0. Lucas Giolito today gets his second win of the season. He's 2-2 on the year, and he was fantastic, Abdallah. 13 strikeouts, 7 innings pitched. Only 3 hits throughout the game, 1 walk. Lucas Giolito was fantastic for the Sox, and once again, the bats alive for the Southsiders.
Another home run extravaganza towards the end of that game as Anderson homered again, and then you get Eloy Jimenez to homer again, and the bats are hot as the White Sox head to Wrigley for this series. If you look at their last few games, Chris, they've put up against the Tigers here. 7 runs against the Tigers in game 1, 10 runs in game 2, 5 runs in game 3, and then 9 runs today against the Tigers as they complete the 4-game sweep. And the game before this series, they put up 7 runs against the Cardinals. Now, the 2 games before that, they lost that doubleheader. But ultimately, you look at their last 5 games, the White Sox bats are coming alive. They're scoring a ton of runs. The pitching has been there. And just a great outing. This is what you expected from Lucas Giolito. Not this roller coaster that we've kind of been riding throughout this season. This is what you expected. You expected him to give you a quality start. Now, to have a career high 13 strikeouts and 7 innings, that's something I don't think people expected. But ultimately, you expect him to be the ace of your staff, and you expect him to go out and give you a quality start. And when you give him 3 runs of support in the first inning, that's all the better for him.
This is the Baseball Show on ESPN 1000. The phone line is open for you if you want to call us and talk baseball this hour. 312-332-3776. The White Sox and Lucas Giolito, that's where we start with our first pitch tonight.
The first pitch.
Play ball.
Throwing out the first pitch, and I have to say this was rather impressive.
On the Baseball Show.
Right. There's your first pitch and then some.
On ESPN 1000.
So Lucas Giolito was fantastic. But like you were saying, the roller coaster with Lucas to this point in the season as the ace of the Chicago White Sox, I was looking at it this morning. He's had 3 good starts, 1 really bad one to start the season against the Twins, but 2 not good starts. So 3-2 really now gets another performance. 4-2 when you look at 4 good starts, 2 not so great starts for the White Sox to this point in the season. And now you have clearly your ace establishing himself to go with Dallas Keuchel, which we've seen solid efforts from him each and every time out, and Dylan Cease, who's really started to impress me. I know Gio Gonzalez has been good the last couple of times through the rotation as well. Right now, it seems as if this White Sox rotation is really falling in line with what we thought they would be heading into this year. The bats are playing, are hitting, and then also the bullpen giving you what they can do. It finally feels like this White Sox team, and if you're a White Sox fan and you want to call the show, it really feels to me like this team is starting to find their place and starting to get into a groove. Now, I know the Tigers are not a great baseball team, but as you look towards this weekend and you play the Cubs, 30 games against the Cubs, I like the pitching matchups. I like what the bats are doing. If the Sox can take 2 of 3 against the Cubs, you are now rolling, because on the other side of that, as we head into the second half of this short season, the Pirates await the White Sox on the other side this weekend. You can string some wins together. This could be a very nice stretch going forward for the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, go through all the cliches, right? Which team do you think smells blood in the water right now?
The Sox do.
Which team do you think would love to go up to Wrigley and stick it to the Cubs right now?
The White Sox.
Absolutely. Which fan base do you think would love
Sox fans are always chesty.
No, I understand that. But this team now is a team on the rise, right? You just swept the Tigers, who you should be beating. You should win the series against the Tigers. A sweep is just, you know, extra icing on the cake right now. So you take four games from them. You beat up on the Royals before. Those are teams, like we've talked about the past few nights here on the baseball show, those are teams you should be beating. You should be beating the bad teams. And right now, I don't know what the Cubs are. Sometimes they'll score seven runs. Sometimes they'll score one run. Sometimes they'll go over and have a home run, like in one of yesterday's games, have a home run in the first inning, have a home run in the seventh inning, and nothing in between in the seven-inning doubleheader game. So it's feast or famine, it seems like, with the Cubs right now. You know John Lester is going to pitch well, but he's hittable. He's not, you know, invincible right now. You can go and you can hit John Lester. You can hit Kyle Hendricks. He's shown this season that he has struggled at times in these outings. So these are guys that are beatable. You know, like Yu Darvish is pitching lights out. So that game's going to be 5 hours long, but it's still going to be tough to get to Yu Darvish. But Hendricks and John Lester are both two very beatable pitchers. And given that Dallas Keuchel and Dylan Cease are going in those two games, those are extremely winnable games for the White Sox.
Well, and so that's what's interesting here. I know Sylvie said this on the show a little bit ago. I think it was within the last hour that the Cubs have the better pitching staff. He said it like as fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
And none of us really disputed that. And then I started to think about it. And okay, say all things are equal and you could set your rotation in a series, Cubs and Sox. You're playing in the playoffs. Okay, hypothetical. If you could set your rotation, wouldn't you like the three guys you could roll out there with the Sox against the Cubs? Like, which three would you take? Because, Darvish, Hendricks, Lester. Okay. Giolito, Keuchel, and right now the way Dylan Cease is throwing, I'd roll with that. I get it. He's been inconsistent, but I would go with that.
Well,
as of late, Dylan Cease is showing you why there was all the hype.
Well, let's shift everything, right? So let's say Giolito didn't pitch today, and it was Giolito against John Lester, right? I would probably take Giolito in that matchup.
Well, it'd be Giolito against Yu Darvish would be the ones.
Yeah,
John Lester's not starting your playoffs.
No. But I'm saying if this was this weekend and you just kind of moved everything, or maybe you put Lucas Giolito at the end, but if you put Dallas Keuchel against John Lester, I'm probably taking Dallas Keuchel. Now, Hendricks against Cease is where I give that edge to the Cubs. And then Yu Darvish against Lucas Giolito, I'm still taking Yu Darvish. So right now, I'm giving 2 out of 3 to the White Sox in the pitching matchup if you put those guys up against each other.
I think it's closer than you think, though.
It is. It's very close.
Because the thing with Hendricks, even though he can be fantastic, and we've seen that, we've also seen him in playoff series, the moment he's off a little bit, he gets hammered. And so I think it's a conversation we can have over the weekend because we're going to watch these two teams. They're both going to be playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
So that we will be looking at both of these rotations, kind of trying to figure out, how do you line up these pitchers as we head to the playoffs? 312-332-3776 is the number. Dre in Denver, listening on the ESPN Chicago app, is on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dre?
Dre.
Hey, congratulations, guys, my homies. What's
Thanks,
up?
Man.
Thank you.
What's going on?
I know I can get a hold of you guys always on Twitter. Hey, I'm just so excited. You know, I think everything is falling into place. I think since Keuchel lit it to their butts after his start, I think they're taking the batting. The batting has been more serious. Pitching, defense, and timely hitting always wins in baseball. But I don't want to rush things, nor do I want to start nitpicking and start being over analytical, you know. I'm disappointed in Kopech not being here. I think he could have contributed to this team right now. But I really want to see a Dane back up here. I want them to get him back up here. They sent him back to Schaumburg for some reason, but I want to see him get another couple starts. But I think the pitching is going to define this team. The hitting is just looking really, really good. Anderson is the number one shortstop in the city of Chicago right now.
I love it, Dre. Thank you for the call, man. He's right. I mean, have you seen
right
the numbers?
Now, but I'm still Javi Baez long term.
Hold on.
I get
long term?
Yeah, long term. I'm still taking Javi. I'm still taking a dude that almost won an MVP over a guy who's doing it for, 25 days
now? Hold on. You're suggesting that TA can't win an MVP this season?
I'm suggesting that
I'm
waiting.
Did last year not count? Yeah, like, you're talking about 25 games.
Eric
he won the batting
sock
title
fan.
Last year.
Okay, good for him. Good for him. I'm just saying.
What are you doing?
I'll take the dude that was in MVP voting, that came in second place in MVP voting. I will take that dude over Tim Anderson now.
Just because you like tweeting about someone, you can also look at the stats.
I am looking at the stats, and I'm saying that right now he's better. Right now, Tim Anderson is better.
Let me Google.
I'm taking a team, if I'm starting a team, I'm taking Javi.
I'm looking up his stats.
That's fine. You can. I know his stats. I know he can't hit his way out of a paper bag right now. I get that.
A wet paper bag.
I get that. I understand that. But if
he's
starting a team,
like a dead fish
if we're doing Sandlot baseball and we're starting a team for the long term, I'm still taking Javi.
You want a slash line?
I don't need a slash line.
189, 237, mm-hmm. 344.
Yeah.
He's a 0.1 WAR player.
Mm-hmm.
He has 3 home runs.
Yeah, that's cool.
5 doubles.
Mm-hmm.
He struck out 34 times on the season. He has 1 stolen base.
I'm still taking the dude that's a better shortstop in the field.
Yeah, Tim Anderson.
No,
I agree.
In the field?
Yeah, well.
In the field? Are you a high person?
Have
you been high?
Tim hits a dart. Deep left field. He watches it fly. This is gone!
That's not in the field.
The Tigers have felt this wrath before and cook up the pasta. It's 5-0. We know what's for dinner in the Anderson household tonight.
Same thing's been to dinner for the last week.
Yeah, take that.
Okay.
You know why that wasn't in the field? Because it hit it over the field. That's a home run from Tim Anderson again.
I'm talking about defense, dummy. You know that.
I'm just letting you know, man, you better be prepared for this weekend.
Huh?
You better be prepared for the weekend. Cubs Sox, this is a big weekend.
It is a very big weekend. I'm ready for some high-quality baseball.
Yeah, come correct. Anderson's a better shortstop in town. Just letting you know. You don't have to get annoyed with it.
I'm not annoyed by it at all.
You seem very quiet about it.
Not at all. Why would I be quiet about it?
Can we also hear about Lucas Giolito? 13 strikeouts. It was fantastic earlier today.
2-2 coming. That's a fastball, and it's a bullseye. Strike 3-1 gone. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. He waited around and still got bamboozled by the changeup. 2 down. 2-2. He got him. Strike 3. Lucas strikes out 3 in the inning and walks off with a donut still there. Fastballs galore. It's a ball and 2 strikes. And Lucas cuts him down. Oh, changeup, just feathery touch for strike 3. The side whisked away by old number 27. Oh, yeah. 12 strikeouts for Lucas Giolito.
13 strikeouts. Ties a career high.
Bullseye. Bamboozled cuts him down. Whisked away. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You had a great outing.
Jason Benetti, Steve Stone on NBC Sports Chicago. Eric Ostrowski put that together. This is The Baseball Show. Chris Black and Adam Abdallah. Abdallah, coming up next, let's talk about the Chicago Cubs. Little buy, sell. We'll take a look at some of these players and figure out which stocks we should be loading up on and which we should be selling. That's next.
This is The Baseball Show.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Reaction on Twitter at Chris Bleck and at Adam A. Abdallah. Eric says it doesn't matter how good either team is, Cubs and White Sox, this series is going to be split. Anthony says, don't forget that Kyle Hendricks' postseason ERA is 2.98. Pretty solid. A lot of good conversation. We will do a little buy-sell on the Chicago Cubs coming up in just a moment. But first, let's go to Raphael and Joliet. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Raphael?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I just called to back up Abdallah. Javi Baez all the way. I don't want to go old-timey baseball guy on you, but hitting comes and goes. What Javi does on the field with his tags and just with his glove, just put him above.
It does, and I appreciate your rhyme.
thanks.
No, hold on, Rafael, did you work that out before you called? Because that's fantastic.
No, actually.
He's a poet. Right. He doesn't even know it.
What?
That's that was just freestyle.
That's good. That's great. I love it. Thanks, Rafael. Good call. That's a good call. I mean, listen. Okay. He's got the tags. He's a wizard in the infield.
And he can't hit.
But
you don't know what's going to happen. Tim Anderson could go 0 for his next 40.
No, he won't.
Hitting does come and go.
He hit .335 last year. So
okay.
I think the hitting is there. I don't think there's coming and going with Tim Anderson's bat. It's there. It's there to stay. He went from, in 2018, a .240 hitter to .335 last year. Right now, he's batting .379. That's to stay.
Okay.
That's not a fluke.
All right.
He's attacking the zone. Come on.
Good for him. First pitch. Good for him.
I'm just letting you know. You're trying to say that it's automatic that you go Baez. I think many people in town would go with Tim Anderson.
White Sox fans would go with Tim Anderson.
No. Just look at the stats.
No, I'm going to go with the White Sox fans are going to be Baez and take Tim Anderson.
Will in Virginia, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Will?
Oh, hey, guys. So I might be ahead of things, but I just wanted to give love to Ian Happ. The dude has been killing it for the Cubs, and I would say leave him at leadoff until it's not working because they've been looking for a leadoff guy for how long? So I would say leave him where he is. When Brian comes back, put him down in the lineup where he's comfortable. Hopefully he can get his bat going because obviously right now Ian Happ is one of the few guys that's actually coming through the plate almost every single time he's at the bat.
Yeah, I'm with you, Will. Thank you for the phone call. And Ian Happ this year has been fantastic. 6 home runs, 13 runs scored, 14 RBI. His slash number, .315, .438, .671. His weighted runs created plus number is .191.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Ian Happ is one of the best players in all of baseball. And that's not some kind of hyperbole.
No.
He legitimately right now is putting up numbers with the likes of Fernando Tatis Jr., of Mookie Betts, of Bryce Harper, some of the guys at the very top, Brandon Lowe from the Rays, some of the guys at the very top in all of baseball when it comes to weighted runs created plus.
Batting leadoff, he's had 21 appearances batting leadoff. He has had, that's five games. So you only bat leadoff once, you know what I mean? But in that position, in that first spot in the lineup, he's had 21 plate appearances. He's batting .353. He has an on-base percentage of .476. He's slugging 1.059 and, his OPS is 1.535. So yeah, I would move Bryant down when he comes back where he's more comfortable. When he comes, well, and keep Ian Happ in the leadoff spot.
So let me ask you this. And Cub fans, you probably have thought this in the back of your head. Has Chris Bryant ever looked comfortable as the leadoff hitter?
No.
I don't think he has. He's a two, right?
Well, here's the thing, though.
You move Rizzo to third, right,
yeah,
in the lineup?
Yes.
Boom, that's your 1-2-3.
I don't know if Chris Bryant's looked comfortable at all this year. And second of all, no, he doesn't look comfortable leading off. Ian Happ looks comfortable leading off.
Yes, like it's his show.
Yes, Ian Happ, I think that Ian Happ is the type of player, and having talked to him, you know, before with Waddle and Sylvie a few times, he's got the confidence, he's got where it doesn't affect him. I'm not saying that Chris Bryant doesn't have the confidence where it doesn't affect him, but you prepare differently. Kyle Schwarber's talked about it a few times. Anthony Rizzo's talked about it a few times. Chris Bryant's talked about it. You just prepare different mentally when you're batting leadoff than you do in any other spot in the lineup. So if Chris Bryant's more comfortable batting second, let Ian Happ lead off. He's successful. He's got his best slugging percentage when he's batting leadoff. He's got his best on-base percentage, his second best on-base percentage when he's batting leadoff. And he's got his second best average when he's batting leadoff as well. His best batting average and slugging percentage and on-base percentage is when he's batting sixth. And they're about the same because he's had five games in batting first and five games batting sixth.
All right, that's fair.
So, I mean, either or, but I think he looks the most comfortable out of all the guys on the team. He looks the most comfortable batting leadoff.
Yeah, I think it works right now. Let's do a little of this. Bleck and Abdallah here on the baseball show. You ever watch Mad Money with Jim Cramer? He's the guy just yelling into the camera about stocks. Do you have a portfolio, Abdallah? You ever watch this show?
Oh, yeah.
Are you checking on your portfolio, making sure things are moving in the right direction?
You got to diversify your stuff,
diversify,
man.
You got to diversify
your bonds.
Of course,
man.
Everyone's got a portfolio. You got to make sure that they. So you watch Mad Money. You know?
I'm Jim Cramer, and welcome to my world.
You need to get in the game.
Fools are going to go out of business, and he's nuts. They're nuts. They know nothing.
I always
always like to say there's a bull market somewhere. And I promise
Mad money. You can't afford to miss.
Yeah, you know that guy, right? He's just yelling into the camera.
Buy. Sell, sell, sell. Don't buy. Don't buy.
Okay, so let's do a little buy-sell on the Chicago Cubs. So let's start. I think Ian Happ is a good place to start. Ian Happ, right now, do you buy or do you sell Ian Happ's success as we head into this crosstown series and into the second half of this baseball season? Remember, 60 games. So once the Cubs are done with the Sox, most teams in baseball are going to be around 30 games. Mm-hmm. So we'll be at the halfway point when we come back on Monday's show next week after the crosstown series. So buy, sell Ian Happ.
I'm going to buy it. I think it's legit.
Buy.
I think it's real. I think it's spectacular. I think that he has success in the leadoff position, like I just said, and the whole thing I said, you know, for the last 3 minutes about him looking comfortable and his stats and everything, all that applies to this conversation that I just said. So if you want to hear it again, just rewind it a little
bit. Okay, well, I'm going to give you
sell.
And this is why I'm selling. The stock is as high as it possibly can be. I do not believe Ian Happ is a top 10 player in baseball.
No. But
it's not going to. So I, if I'm
not
playing
what the
stock,
question was.
Yeah, are you buying or selling? That's
I'm
the
buying
gimmick.
Him as the leadoff hitter for the Chicago Cubs.
Well, I'm asking you if you want to buy or sell Ian Happ.
I'm buying him. I think he's good.
Well,
sell.
Like I said, this is the best he could possibly be. Therefore, I'm cashing out and I'm selling the stock because I think at some point his numbers are going to come back down to earth in what we've seen throughout his career. He's usually, you know, last year, his weighted runs created plus was 127. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not 191. He's not going to play this well for the entire season.
Why not? There's only 30 games left.
Because Abdallah, it's just not. It's not possible. He's going to come back to what he's supposed to be. He's not this good. So I'm selling. Selling on him.
All right. You gave me the same answer for Tim Anderson, though. You're like, well, this guy, I'm like, well okay. Eventually, he's not going to hit a home run every single game.
Please. TA is a better player than.
I get that. Yes, he's a better but he's also not a home run every game type of hitter. He's not a 162 home run hitter.
Okay, buy, sell.
Sell.
Let's do Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant, are you buying stock on Chris Bryant right now, or do you sell?
I'm buying Chris Bryant because it is low. This is the lowest Chris Bryant has probably ever been in his major league career. I think this is a good time because I think he's, I don't know if he's an MVP, but I think that he's better than a point, what is it, negative war? Than a negative war right now?
It's a .1 war.
.1, yeah. He's a .1 war. I think he's better than that. I think he's. I don't think he's healthy right now. And I think he's banged up. I think that his knee was acting up, and then he took the ball, and then he messed up his wrist. So I think I'm buying it.
I'm with you.
Buy.
What I would do here, Chris Bryant stock price, I would take money out to then try and buy additional Chris Bryant stock price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you said, I think you made a great point.
Oh,
is he
you.
One of the best players in baseball? I think it's kind of tough to make that argument. Could he be top 50? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Is he horrific like his stats have been to this point in the season with a 177 average and a slugging of 323 and that war that you said, a .1? No, that's not Chris Bryant.
No,
I'm buying
you.
Because we will get better from Chris Bryant in the second half. I've got a couple more Cub names I want to buy, sell with you.
Sell.
But no, we both
bought
Chris Bryant.
Kramer, easy.
I mean,
don't buy.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Okay.
Sell. Buy.
So we'll do that. A couple more names. Javi Baez coming up. We'll get Abdallah's opinion on that. I assume he is buying all of the Baez that he can find. We will do that, and we will go first to third coming up next.
The Baseball Show with Bleck and Abdallah
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
You can watch the show on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. Abdallah, what's going on in the Twitch channel
Twitch is popping right now. Twitch is popping.
What's
it's all
debate?
Brought to you by Miller Lite and Fatties in DeKalb, where we've done shows from before. Great, lovely place. And also, right now there's about four dudes in there that are just...
Hold on. I ask you to promote the Twitch channel, and you tell people that we only have four people
in there? No, we got a bunch of people watching.
Oh, okay.
We got a bunch of people watching.
What kind of cell is that?
We got a bunch of people watching, but not a lot.
We've got four dudes in there.
No. So Twitch, not everybody's commenting.
Okay.
That's watching.
Four people are actively commenting.
It's like when you watch, post-game pressers on Periscope.
Passive viewing.
Or whatever. Yeah, you're watching. You're not going to sit there and be like, you suck, Nagy. Like, you're not that guy. There's like 10 dudes that do that. So in our chat, there's like four guys that are arguing about Tim Anderson, Javi Baez, and one guy named West Coast Baez says USC sucks.
Well, yeah, he's a UCLA fan.
Ah, okay.
He's a big follower on Twitter as well.
All right. So now they're arguing about Javi Baez against Tim Anderson, and then also bringing Ian Happ into the conversation.
So you go TA and TA, right?
No.
That's what the conversation's about?
No, you go Javi. You take the guy who's not going to lead the league in errors.
Man, this weekend's going to be awesome, right? Like, Sox fans, Cubs fans battling it out. We're on tonight. We'll be on tomorrow night from 6 to 7, getting you set for the first matchup, the Cubs and the White Sox, the first game of this Crosstown Classic this season here on the Baseball Show. Black and Abdallah with you. We're playing a little buy-sell right now. You've seen the show with Jim Cramer, Mad Money.
I'm Jim Cramer, and welcome to my world.
You need to get in the game.
Fools are going to go out of business, and he's nuts. They're nuts. They know nothing.
I always like to say there's a bull market somewhere, and I promise
Mad Money, you can't afford to miss.
Yeah, he just yells at the camera.
Buy. Sell. Don't buy.
Okay, so we're doing this with Cubs players. Buy, sell. Javi Baez, do you buy or do you sell stock of Javi Baez right now?
I'm buying Javi Baez. I'm going to sell everything else and just buy Javi Baez. Because, first of all, he was an MVP candidate. We all know he's feast or famine at the plate. We know he's gone into he's struggled at the plate like this before. But he is not this bad. People say that, are there players that are affected by not having a crowd there? I think Javi's affected by not having a crowd there.
Please, that's an excuse.
What do you mean it's an excuse? How's it an excuse? He's affected by not having a crowd there. LeBron talked about it.
It's an excuse. He's the only player it's affecting him.
I mean,
the Padres seem to be fine.
The Padres are great.
The White Sox.
I would say that the Padres
great.
And White Sox are used to not playing in front of fans, so this is why that
wow.
this you know that's why this
buy,
is
buy, buy.
This is fine for them.
All right, so you're buying.
Buy.
I'm buying Javi Baez. Of course I am.
Well, I agree with you. Okay, of course you
buy.
Javi Baez stock right now. His average at 281, the lowest of his career at the moment. His,
thank you for setting me up for that joke, by the way.
Well,
I appreciate that.
His on base percentage of 316, his slugging of 531. It can all improve. Right, so or right now it's 344. His slugging, his on base is 237. So I mean, he's going to improve. I agree with you. He is not this bad. It's the same concept with Chris Bryant. At this point in the season, you expect more, but you know that they'll turn it around at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. This is not the ball player you're going to get for the entire 60 game season. Plus, when you get into the playoffs, you want the magic man on your side. You want Javi Baez in the field.
Yeah, because he can take over a series. And when you get down, when you're like this season right now, Javi Baez comes to the dish. You're down one with two guys on bottom of the ninth or whatever, and you're like, oh God, he's gonna swing at everything.
Oh yeah, of course.
But when he's hot, you're like, I dare you to pitch to Javi right now. Like, I dare you to pitch to Javi. It's always like that. With Javi, it's either this dude is gonna create a little tornado when he swings and almost falls down, or I dare you to pitch to Javi Baez.
Okay, next on the
Real
list.
Real quick, you guys both picked or are buying Baez and Bryant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who do you guys believe is gonna give you the better return on investment? Who's more likely to turn around and give you the better return on investment since you're buying low on both?
Chris Javi. Bryant.
There we go.
It's Chris Bryant, hands down. That stock over time has produced more.
It has, but it's been such a
slow rising stock.
It's been a steady decline, dude. There's none of this with this stock.
But his average level is still higher than Baez
as a
player. Statistically,
he's kind of a what do they call it? He's a little glass man. He's a glass man. Gets everything hurts him. A little glass man.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying, look at the stats. He puts up over the course of his career, he's put up better stats than
Mr. Glass. What's that movie?
Glass.
That's Mr. Glass.
The, no, Glass. That's no, the there's the a third
no, Unbreakable.
No, that's Thank the first you. One. It's
that's,
Glass.
Oh, that's, but Glass the is the second one.
I was talking
one,
about Unbreakable, though.
But
Thank
I'm
you, Eric.
You asked me which one, and Glass is the name of the third one.
Okay. I haven't
and
seen that one.
Split is the second one that no one knew was the second one.
Yo, you just ruined it.
What do you mean?
You just ruined it.
Isn't Wait, you didn't know that?
No, I did, but that's a huge twist.
Well, Unbreakable is the first one. Split is a
that
secret
is a
sequel.
Huge plot point.
Yeah, of course. It's all right. Here's the deal. Don't see Glass because it's one of the worst movies I've ever
That's
seen.
That's fair. And if you haven't seen...
And half the people don't even know I'm talking about M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Yeah,
so who
and
cares?
If you haven't seen it by now, you're probably not going to.
All right, next up, buy, sell.
Sell.
Wilson Contreras. Are you buying or selling stock on Wilson Contreras at this point in the baseball season?
Wilson Contreras.
Well, here are his numbers to date. He has 2 home runs, mm-hmm. 15 runs scored, 8 RBI. His slash line of 225, 356, 394. Mm-hmm. His weighted runs created plus is 107. He's a tough one to look at because remember, when this season started, he was hitting.
Yeah.
He was hitting well. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like, oh, Wilson, you know, not to joke, but maybe he used up some of that power in the practice games. Remember the practice games before the season started? Dude, he was crushing it.
Dude was crushing it. He's also not. When you're looking in terms of like pitch framing, he's not very good
right.
at that. So,
He's learning. As Zahar Sharma told us, yeah. and David Ross has commented in post-game mm-hmm. pressers that Wilson is learning.
I think it's a buy because I think he can hit better than he's hitting right now. And when he's hitting, he plays a lot better too. And I think he's still a valuable catcher. He's still very valuable behind the plate.
So you're going buy?
I'm
going
to buy Wilson Contreras.
I think pushing me into a corner to make a decision here, I would also have to buy.
But I don't have any money left because I spent it all on Javi.
Well, you can't because we have 2 minutes left in the segment and we have more names to get to. So you have to buy, sell.
This is like an auction draft.
You spent it all.
Spent all my money.
Next name on the board.
$4 left.
Kyle Schwarber. Are you buying or selling Kyle Schwarber
See,
stock?
Now, this one's interesting to me because he has 4 home runs right now. 10 RBIs. He has a 0.3 war right now. I'm going to buy Kyle Schwarber because I think that the DH isn't going away in the National League. I think the DH is going to stay, and I think that adds value to where, yes, you can put him out in left field, and he's good out there, despite, you know, diving and missing a ball yesterday. But he's better than some.
Schwarber.
He's better than some. He's got a rocket arm out there. And I think that his value as a DH is going to help the Cubs in the long term. So I'm going to buy Kyle Schwarber.
He's tied right now with the highest on-base percentage of his career at .356. But other than that, his numbers are pretty low comparatively across the board. Average career low, his slugging low as well, his .3 war low at the moment. But you know that is over the course of a season, so obviously all players are not going to be as high as normal based on the shortened season. Weighted runs created plus, he's at 114, which is kind of in the middle when it comes to his high was 120 last season. I'm gonna sell. I'm gonna sell on Schwarber because of what you said. He's a DH, and this is what he's playing a lot of left field still. But he's a DH. They're not really seeing him excel at that. The numbers at the plate are not really giving you exactly what you thought you had in Kyle Schwarber. And I kind of thought along the lines that you thought, Abdallah, that finally the Cubs will have the DH. They could just roll Schwarber out there. But he plays left field. He's not great at it. And at the plate, he's not excelling.
Well, they
want to
use Caratini and get Caratini at bats all the time.
No, I know, but what I'm suggesting though is his bat isn't even that valuable. Look at the numbers; he's not having a good year. I'm selling on Schwarber.
Sell.
I would say that it's low and you could buy it, but that's just me.
Well,
that
would expect that you would expect him to improve. I would expect Bryant and Baez to improve to a point where your stock would pay off, mm-hmm. opposed to Schwarber here. Chris Bleck. Adam Abdallah here with you on the baseball show. We go first to third, and the Sad of the Night coming up next.
This is the baseball show with Bleck and Abdallah
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
on the Baseball Show. We give you a couple stories from around baseball. It's a segment we call First to Third.
First to Third.
He is safe. Bryce Harper goes from first to third on a ground out.
Bleck and Abdallah
burning around second base.
Go first to third.
All the way from one corner to another.
Not stopping at second. He's going to try for third. And the throw is not in time. Able to go all the way from first to third on a wild pitch.
First to third.
On the Baseball Show on ESPN 1000.
So first up for first to third, Abdallah, is this. I didn't know we would spend most of this hour debating Javi Baez and Chris Bryant the way we did. But I thought that this was relevant. It's from FanGraphs earlier today, and the headline is Cody Bellinger's struggles aren't just small sample woes. So far to this point in the season, Cody Bellinger is not playing like the MVP of the National League that we've seen from years past. He is playing at a level that is below Chris Bryant and Javi Baez, two players here in Chicago that we are seeing struggle in this short season. Cody Bellinger has really struggled. So far for the Dodgers, this is something that I thought was interesting from the article. Bellinger has swung at 51% of all breaking balls in 2020, compared to 34% in April, May of 2019, and 41% of breaking balls in June of 2019. Swinging at more breaking pitches has resulted in fewer hits than before, getting just 14 hits against bendy stuff in April and May, including 5 homers. He only managed 16 over the next 4 months, and he just has 2 now in 2020. Since June 1st of 2019, in 122 games, Cody Bellinger has just 2 hits against curveballs, with none coming in this short season in 2020. So Cody Bellinger, it seems as if the league has figured out, throw him breaking balls, he will swing, and he will not get hits off of what pitchers are doing to him in the National League West.
Yeah, he has 19 strikeouts right now. His OPS plus is only 61. His OPS is 592. He's slugging 347. His on-base percentage is only 245.
Yeah, it's bad.
So, yeah, he's not having it's. And you make the comparison to Chris Bryant. With the difference, what we've always talked about with Chris Bryant is that when you win an MVP, a lot of baseball, their stats are getting better because of the juiced ball, because of the three outcomes, whether it's, you know, strikeout, hit, or home run. And so because of that, most players' stats are improving, and especially the really good players. And now you're seeing a trend with Cody Bellinger that we saw with Chris Bryant after he won his MVP, where you're not getting better, you're regressing a little bit, and then if you do, you kind of just stay the same as the player you were when you won.
The second story for first to third tonight is to kind of go along and piggyback off of Cody Bellinger's struggles. On 538 today, they have a story that Mookie Betts is playing like an MVP, and the Dodgers have needed it because Mookie Betts right now has the third highest WAR in Major League Baseball. So Mookie Betts has been outstanding out with his new team, the Dodgers, coming over from the Red Sox in the offseason.
Yeah, and you look at their run differential. They're killing run differential right now in Major League Baseball. He's got an OPS plus of 175, just playing absolutely lights out.
You know, he's so much fun to watch because he steals bases. Mm-hmm. He's a great fielder. Mm-hmm. And then also at the plate, it's like he uses – what's really cool about Mookie Betts is he uses this the ability to attack pitches up in the zone. But, like, even though he's short, it doesn't seem as if it's a problem for him because he's up in the box and he's able to kind of read what the pitchers are doing from pitch to pitch. It's really fun to watch Mookie Betts at this point in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought, like, you say, you know, with all the great accolades that he's got offensively and how good he is in the field, that's kind of what you hope for Javi Baez. Is like, dude, you can do it in the field. You're one of the best defensive shortstops in the game, but you can't hit anything right now. You're swinging out of your shoes on every single pitch. This is what kind of, I'm not saying we hope that he would be Mookie Betts and like an MVP candidate, but when you come second place in MVP, that's kind of what people expect out of you every season.
And then our final story for first to third, we go back to yesterday's White Sox game, and I know the Sox won today 9-0. Lucas Giolito was fantastic, but let's throw a tip of the cap to Dane Dunning and his debut in the majors. 4 1/3 inning pitch, 5 hits, 3 runs. He had 7 strikeouts. Dane Dunning, welcome to the bigs. You get a victory. How about that?
I think Carmen said it best earlier today when he goes, yeah, thanks for your 7 punchouts. Now get back to Schaumburg.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, welcome to the bigs. Yeah,
absolutely.
Each night here on the Baseball Show, we bring you the stat of the night.
Jombie's on-base percentage was .476.
Stat of the night.
Damon's on-base, .324. And Almeida's was .291.
On the Baseball Show.
Add that up and you get...
You want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
.1092.
On ESPN 1000.
Tonight's number is .418. 418. What is that? Well, yesterday for the Chicago White Sox, Edwin Encarnacion went yard, and he hit his 418th home run of his career. Which, okay, you say, that's a lot of home runs. Do you realize he's 52nd on Major League Baseball's all-time home run list?
Well, I mean...
52nd. Number 51 is Billy Williams at 426. So at some point this season, Encarnacion will catch him. Mike Piazza's at 50. He has 427 home runs. But like... Edwin Encarnacion has been playing baseball for a long time, and he is moving up the list.
When you've been playing baseball since the White Sox last won the World Series, then yes.
Well, but yeah, okay. Let me throw this out there. He's going to get into the territory of Hall of Famers.
Okay, well, look
at
this.
He's going to start picking off Hall of Famers here.
Look at this run of home runs from 2012 until, let's say, 2019. So last year, right? So 42, 36, 34, 39, 42, 38, 32, 34. I mean, and this year he's got 4 so far. Obviously, this year he's not going to have 30 home runs because
he's 37. It's his 16th season. He has 418 home runs in his career. He's going to be moving up that list. Like, at some point, you're going to have the conversation. Is Edwin a Hall of Fame player in Major League Baseball? I mean, I saw the home run last night, and I heard Benetti say 418. I thought to myself, hold up. Wait a second.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he's moving up the charts. Cal Ripken's at 49 with 431.
He'll catch him.
418, that's your stat of the night. It's Chris Black and Adam Abdallah. That's the end of the Baseball Show. We'll be back in 2 minutes to talk Bears football with you.
The Baseball Show with Black and Abdallah.
Weeknights at 6
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.